Back in 2006, I was coming home, needed to get home from a seminar, and I was getting a lift with a friend, and my friend had no radio in his car. And so he said to me, why don't we listen to a podcast? And I asked him, what the hell is a podcast? And so we listened to it, and it was interesting. And we talked about, well, why don't we create a podcast on marketing? Because this would be brilliant for, you know, the marketing director who's on his way to work in the morning and needs to know more about digital marketing, and he can do that while he commutes. So we did that. And that was back in 2006. And since then, it's grown to 315 episodes now. It's the number one ranking marketing podcast on iTunes in the English-speaking world. And over 2 million people have downloaded it. Now, you can imagine for a small agency, that's an enormous reach. And you know, that community of 40, 50,000 people who listen to our podcast every week is a great community from which most of our prospects come from.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because we live in a visual age, YouTube and the like, and yet you've carried on. Were there any moments where you thought, actually, it's not working out so much now?
Absolutely, absolutely. The commitment in terms of investment of time in creating the podcast is large. And there's been many times when we thought, well, you know, should we slow it down? Can we really afford to do this? And then even when it got to the stage that someone actually said that podcasting is going to die. And it was pretty soon after that it absolutely exploded again. It had a second life. So I think we were lucky to stay consistent. But I think we also knew we had something special there. So it really would have taken a lot for us to stop.
And what is that something special? Is it because you were aiming at the right market? You talked about, you know, the marketing man getting into work every day, having a long, boring commute. What was it that made it special?
Again, I think we were lucky because we did it. And maybe that's what it was. You know, we often people have good ideas, don't they? But it actually makes a difference just going and doing it. And so when we did it, we were actually one of the first, if not the first, to do it. And because of that, you know, we had the longest run at it. And you know, in particularly in digital markets, you know, the first one in there definitely, you know, has the potential to build the fastest, the biggest momentum, the quickest.
How important is that then to your reputation?
Massive. I would say it's massive in terms of our longer term, more global reputation. You know, we're a digital marketing agency. There are thousands of digital marketing agencies. Our proposition is about when you work with us, you as a customer will personally learn more about digital marketing, become a better digital marketer. And the way that we prove that and demonstrate that through the podcast and Brighton SEO. And so it's really important because it's one of the things that makes it authentic.